The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com for the week ending 12 April 2024. Well, halfway through April already. This week I'm going to do something a bit different. I'm not going to talk about the big smash in the gold and silver markets on Friday, although they're noteworthy. I left that to my private members. I'm going to look a bit more philosophically on this quote. This is from Robert Hemphill, former credit manager of the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank, some time ago. And the quote is, "We are completely dependent on the commercial banks. Someone must borrow every dollar we have in circulation, cash or credit. If the banks create ample synthetic money, we are prosperous. If not, we starve. We are absolutely without a permanent monetary system." This quote can be found in 100% Money. It was endorsed by Hayek. Those familiar with the Mises Institute or Mises organization will know that name. And this is designed to keep checking banks at 100% liquid instead of a reserve system. It's an interesting read. It's by Irving Fisher. So the fore of this book is by a banker, and it's this banker, Robert H. Hemphill. And I'll find the part that I just quoted. So as you can see, this is well into the foreword, and I just highlighted what I just wrote you. It goes on a little deeper here. Staggering thought, we're completely dependent on the commercial banks. And as I said, already quoted the rest. And I want to get to the end here, which is something that I've seen before, but I hadn't read this foreword by a banker in 100% Money in quite some time. And at the end of the book, Mr. Hemphill writes this in 100% Money, forward. "It is the most important subject intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon. It is so important that our present civilization may collapse unless it's widely understood and the defects remedied very soon." And you can see that here at the end of the forward up on the upper right-hand side here. My pointer is, it is the most important subject. I just read to you. And he ends with, "It is your problem and mine, Robert H. Hemphill, former credit manager of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta." And this is written in the 30s. I believe it's 1935. You can check me on that. In the 30s, it's certainly been a long time. It's been almost 100 years. If we go to 2035, 11 years from now, it would be 100 years if 1935 is the correct time this was written. Regardless, we are near the end game. Under the present system, we're taking off the dollar system that was backed by gold on August 15th, 1971. So it's been a little more than 50 years. And we're seeing the gold and silver markets react, and I believe they've started a third leg up, which is the most significant in time in terms of price appreciation. And time duration is usually shorter. And we will see what takes place this time. But that's it for this week. I want to keep it short and sweet. I want to get more on the philosophical side and look at what's really going on from a big, big perspective. This, of course, affects everybody because everybody, almost everybody, needs to have some type of money, regardless of their jurisdiction, what country they live in, if it's, you know, yens or euros or Canadian dollars, US dollars, what have you. That's the immaterial point. The real point is that you have to have money to live. And with that, there's a great deal of control, as I've said many times. So something to ponder. A few of you academic types might want to read this book, 100% Money. It's very interesting. Take a look at this type of take on the monetary system. We outlined something similar to this much more briefly in the Silver Manifesto that myself and Chris Marchese wrote so many years ago. Make a great weekend. I'll be back with you next week with a new weekly perspective.
What if I told you that you could go broke in less than 24 hours? That's how long it took for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to plunge by nearly 22%, losing investors billions overnight. The same happened to the FTX crypto exchange and Terra Luna stablecoin. Both crashed overnight, losing crypto investors billions. You need a strategy that will protect whatever amount of savings you have now. We are going to witness the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever occurred in recorded history, and you must understand the following. you can absolutely go broke in one day. We've been helping subscribers weather this economic mess for years. Now it's time for you to get the same insights. What really happens during a major collapse is that the wealth changes hands. You will actually benefit by looking ahead and knowing exactly how to build and preserve your wealth. Putting just 10% or 20% of your wealth into our approach could make all the difference in your financial security and peace of mind over the next few years. Discover the Morgan Report today. Visit our site at themorganreport.com.